Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, Katie.
Hello, love.
I kind of want to just cut to it. What a week.
It's been mental.
I feel like this 2016 is just a parody. I don't understand.
It's absurd, isn't it?
I feel like it's a demo level of a game.
Isn't it, though? It's like, everything, the news constantly seems like a spoof at the moment.
Yeah, it does. I don't know. I feel like Granny spilt water on the computer and it's glitching.
There's a glitch in the Matrix.
It's a glitch in the Matrix.
So hi, you're listening to Even More Cleverer, a little side thing we do to be more cleverer, which you may have been looking for, and this is what you found. Hello. So what we normally do on Even More Cleverer is we get a guest on. So far we've had lovely Georgia and Luke to bring some facts for us, but this time we decided to do something slightly different, just because we kind of had a bit of P&R, pause and reflect, and we realised that there's been a hell of a lot of stuff going on, and Be More Cleverer and Even More Cleverer are all about knowing stuff.
We felt it was our duty to kind of frame... We must take a mental picture and frame this moment.
Yeah. So, I mean, the nature of podcasts is that they're very... you can listen to them whenever. But we've decided to kind of break all those rules. So it's July 2016. Where are we, actually?
We're on a balcony in central London outside. What a nice evening.
It's delightful. The sun is setting... We're in the West End of London town.
It's just like, actually, I'm going to pause and reflect on my life right now.
Okay, well, whilst you do that, I'm going to say there's been so much going on. So we thought we are going to capture everything that's been going on in a time capsule in the form of a podcast. And we like doing podcasts, so.
Yeah, exactly.
So might as well, you know.
It felt right, because this is kind of, we just thought, fast forward 100 years, Casey.
Yeah.
2116.
Correct.
This is going to be the kind of facts that future Jack and Katie are going to be...
Exactly.
...discovering, researching.
You might be listening in August 2016. You might be listening in August 3000 and...
We're all
something.
Heads in jars, but you
what?
Still want... We'll all be heads in... We'll be what? Heads in jars.
Oh, what? Oh, like experiments.
Like in the future.
Okay, I'm with you.
But we'll you still will want jobs. To know the information. You'll still want to know the facts about what the hell 2016 was about.
Shall we get to it then?
Yeah.
So, I think we need to talk about something called Pokemon Go.
I think so. It's been a big thing this week.
Like, enormous.
Enormous.
Like, apps come and go all the time. We were talking earlier about one called Stolen. We thought that was going to be the big thing. Kind of lasted a week. Tinder.
Tinder,
obviously... God, I sound such a granny. There's a thing called Tinder. It's where you hook up with boys and girls and whatever. And then... they all come and go, but Pokemon Go has appeared, and it's kind of... It took over the world. I mean, it seemed to take over the UK, actually, before it was even in the UK. And so, basically... Do you want to explain what it is?
Yeah, so basically, it is... It's what I played when I was younger, Kate. Pokemon Red, Pokemon Blue, Pokemon Yellow.
I remember Blue and Yellow coming out.
And Gold and Silver.
And Gold,
all the ones. I was obsessed. It is that, but now in real life.
Through an app.
Through an app. So basically, you play those games, but in the real world. So you've got your phone camera that acts as a kind of augmented reality in which your real world map, so Google Maps, pools and everything, and you're walking around, and you will see Pokemon as you would have done when you were playing the Game Boy version in like 1999.
Yeah.
But instead of like walking in computer graphic grass, it's actually grass, and there's like a Pikachu.
Yeah, and it's extremely addictive, like ridiculously so. I've been playing it literally all day. I've captured 38 different species of Pokemon. So
busy day, hun.
I mean, I'm moving house in a week, so I really should have been packing, and it's my
stuff
last day off for a while.
Stuff to do.
So
it's top of the iPhone App Store charts. It's beaten Tinder in downloads. How insane is that?
But by this time next week, people might not be talking about it anymore.
It might be off. But we thought, actually, that's what's going on. That's what, if we're capturing this moment properly,
that's there. We're taking a mental picture.
It's there.
Also, we talk about Drake.
Drake. I fancy Drake.
I knew you were going to say that as soon as I said Drake.
Okay, better with a beard. Looks awful without a beard.
More importantly, he's been a number one for how long?
15 weeks.
Yeah, he's been at the top of the UK singles chart.
So that means, music stat fans, that he is now neck and neck with Wet Wet Wet.
Yeah, so just last week he overtook Bohemian Rhapsody, which, I mean, is one of the biggest singles of all time. And I'm quite perplexed as to how it's... Yeah. Because he's released a lot of bangers. He's got another one out at the moment, which I prefer, with Rihanna.
With Rihanna. Too close? Too good?
Too good. Correct.
Called Too Good. It's yet to be determined whether he's going to beat the unbroken run of Bryan Adams' 16 weeks with Everything I Do, brackets, I Do It For You, brackets. But that's also...
It's actually the Everything I Do that's in brackets.
Oh, is it?
Yes.
What a curveball.
I know. I'm sorry if that's... Sorry to give you that information at this late stage. I hope that's not affected your life too much. But,
it has.
I know that you value accuracy and facts. So.
And I will say, I hated that Bryan Adams song.
It's from Robin Hood, isn't it?
Rubbish. So annoying.
It's not as good as Summer of 69, is it?
No,
let's
and I like
not,
that
let's be
song.
Honest.
Katie.
Yes.
There's one chart that I'm even more excited about.
What's that?
And you never thought I'd say that. About this chart in particular.
You love the charts.
The football charts.
That's not a thing.
Football, the FIFA rankings. Technically a chart.
But you don't go down it like a top 40. At 40. But carry on, yeah.
I'm really excited about the FIFA chart more so than the musical pop chart.
Why?
Pray tell, you say.
Oh, I know why.
So yeah, Wales are now above England in the football charts. FIFA rankings, world.
You don't really know what to call them, do you? But they're above.
They're above. They're at 11.
You're above at 11. That's pretty strong. Yeah. So, I mean, I guess that's after the European Championships,
correct.
The Euros.
Euros.
So they ended about a week or so ago, and Portugal won, didn't they?
Yeah, they did.
It's held in France.
It's held in France. It was an okay final game, I'd say.
No, we watched it together, didn't we?
Yeah.
Just a couple of gals watching it.
Gals. We did even have some fizz.
Didn't we, though? Yeah, lots of fizz.
Moths infested the stadium.
Yeah, there's a lovely moment where I think Ronaldo was having a bit of a mare, and then a little moth landed on his head.
Landed on his head.
That was a highlight for me. But it was a long game. All the extra time.
All the extra time.
A little sneaky goal at the end.
Yeah.
Good
very,
goal,
very
but
payoff, yeah.
I think it was we earned the right to watch some good dramatic penalties.
Yeah, we did. But that's what we wanted.
I mean, I don't think we've earned anything, to be fair, because we kind of chime into the football when it's like a big tournament. So maybe we haven't. It's probably the hardcore football fans that deserved it more than us. But, you know.
Yeah, I mean, a tricky tournament for England, I'm not going to lie to you, Katie.
Yeah, I mean, the key points are Wales smashed it.
Yeah.
England knocked out in the quarterfinals, was it?
That's right,
against Iceland, who shouldn't have beat us. I think the biggest match of their in history for Iceland. But England were terrible, Iceland were great. I think we in that game, from what I remember watching it, Rooney scored, and then I think maybe less than a minute later, or a couple of minutes,
just a couple of minutes,
very very short amount of time, Iceland scored again, and that was it. Roy Hodgson got sacked off.
He's
sacked
done.
Off? Yes. That's how rude.
Calm down, my darling.
Roy Hodgson binned off. We don't know who's replacing him yet. as he's an England manager.
No one's been replaced, yeah. Could you do it, Katie?
Probably could do a better job than Roy.
I don't doubt that.
He had a right mare, didn't he?
Keeping on the Euros theme, Katie.
Yeah?
I think there's one thing that we've been avoiding.
Yes.
And it's the biggest thing, I think, because we're both really, really struggling to nail down how we can broach this subject of the EU referendum.
So, I mean, if we're going to do a time capsule of what's going on right now, I suppose a bigger thing than Pokemon Go is the EU referendum.
To some people. To some.
So...
Brexit means Brexit, Katie.
Yes, exactly. So the EU referendum happened on the 23rd of June.
Correct.
2016. Last month to us, right now. Leave won the vote, didn't they?
It was 48 to 52. 52,
correct.
So very narrow.
And David Cameron, the Prime Minister until a few days ago, called the EU referendum, and because he was pro-Remain, when Leave won the vote, he decided to leave as well, because that was what we wanted.
Yeah, his position became untenable.
Exactly. So it's been a weird few weeks, hasn't it?
British politics is in a weird state in 2016.
It's been a bit of a strange whirlwind of massive news, but kind of casually thrown out there. It's either been, like, massive news just casually mentioned, like, Coca-Cola spotted going to the shops, Prime Minister quits, sort of thing.
It becomes like, you know when your favourite TV series goes a bit over the top and, like, the twists become less and less shocking?
Hang on, we should mention, for if you are listening in the year 3000 or something, Coca-Cola. Or do we get into that? Maybe we don't.
Google Coca-Cola.
If Google's still a thing.
If Google's still a thing. Oh, God, my mind is blown.
Anyway,
so now Theresa May is our Prime Minister.
Yeah, so the Tories voted Theresa May as Prime Minister and David Cameron left. It's all been a bit mad. So Theresa May is pressing ahead with Brexit.
Brexit means Brexit. Brexit means Brexit, girl.
Which means us leaving the EU, because there was a bit of up-in-the-airness over Articles 50s and things like that of, are we actually leaving? Looks like we are.
Yeah, Brexit is British exit from the EU.
Yes, exactly. And it's kind of a weird stage. It's quite an interesting time to be
What a time to be alive, girl.
Because we actually don't know the impact of that, do we?
Yet to.
Like I say, if you're listening in many, many, many years' time, you might know. It was the best decision that the country have made.
Yeah, maybe it was
the worst.
On reflection,
didn't make a difference. Who knows?
It was okay.
So, look forward to finding that out in the future. Hmm. I suppose.
See you there.
So yeah, that's the state of the world right now in 2016.
Who's going to bury this time capsule, Katie? Me or you?
We throw it out to sea.
Yeah, can we put it in the Blue Peter Garden?
Sure, Manchester it is.
I don't go that far.
No. So that's that. That's July 2016 right now, which seems like a weird sentence, but so much has happened. And these are things you should be remembering for pub quizzes in the future.
If nothing else, just make a note of this for Channel 4's Big Fat Quiz of the Year in 2016. It'll probably come up.
Yeah, exactly. Or University Challenge 2819.
Jeremy Paxman will be a head in a jar.
He'll be a... Oh, stop saying that. He'll be a robot.
He'll be a robot.
Robotic Paxman.
Jeremy Paxbot.
Sure.
Okay, let's leave on that.
Yeah.
Bye, robot Katie.
Bye. You're a head in a jar, dear.
Een nieuwe uitlaat nodig? Of motorolie? 123autoparts.nl heeft werkelijk alles voor je auto. 123autoparts.nl.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello?
Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.